In fact, I have his annual here that I was taking some pictures the other day and had gotten them out, and I thought I had his picture from his high school picture, and I didn't. I couldn't find it, at least. So I knew that it was in this annual. And I told him he was up here a couple of weeks ago. And I told him, I said, Jim, I want your picture so I can have one made, because I want yours and Jordan's both. That's his picture there when he was in high school.
What high school?
Huntsville High. Of course, that was back in the days when we just had Butler High and Junior and Huntsville High.
And we got a lot of students from you got Butler. Now, I don't know about Huntsville, but I've got a lot of students in
Well, you've had a lot of students from Huntsville High also, I'm sure. From time to time, I know. This youngest son of ours went over there for about, he went over there for about three or four or five months. But, he just went, he was having a big time.
Oh.
And I just laid the law down to him, and I told him, I said, I'm trying to work and holding down two jobs and trying to help Daddy so we can educate, give you a good education. And at that time, he had not made up his mind what he wanted to do. He was only 16 when he graduated from high school.
Well, did he skip a grade
or something? Well, yes, he skipped the second grade, but I don't mean to say it braggingly, but he, when he was 4 years old, he was reading anything he picked up. And he had the capabilities of doing anything he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the little rascal, this brother of his, of course, he was a student. I mean a teacher student, you know, the type that you, most teachers like to get a hold of, really. He was very studious, and he was very sincere in everything he did, and he wanted to, everything he did, he wanted to do right, you know. And Joe Donald was just a little devil-may-care and happy-go-lucky type, and he was very athletic. So, he followed, unfortunately, by coming right behind Jimmy. He skipped the second grade. In fact, as I said, every time the telephone rang his first year in school, I expected his teacher to say, or Ms. Woodall, who was a principal, I expected her to say, Elizabeth, Joe Donald's not here today. Oh, he hated it. He came home the first 2 weeks.
Well, he was just bored.
Well, that's right. He came home the first 2 weeks, and he said, Mother, I don't like school. And I said, what's wrong with it? And he said, well, there's nothing to do. Well, of course, I realize that. And I said, well, honey, you've got books down there. I read everything we've got down there, which he was, it was true. And of course, I made him, but I went to his, to the principal, who had been one of my teachers, incidentally. And I talked to her about it, and I said, now, you've heard Joe Donald read, and you know what he does. And I said, he's going to have something to do that is more, I said, you know, the second grade is practically a replica of the first with a little math and maybe a little bit more studying added to it. But I said, he's going to have something to do that keeps him busy. So she told me, she says, well, let's put him in the third grade and try him. I said, well, now, if you have to put him back, it won't hurt my feelings at all. But I said, he's going to have something to keep him busy. So from then on, I have his report cards. Until he was in high school, he never made a B in his life. He just, and he never had to study. So one of the teachers in high school, we were sitting at the PTA meeting one night, and Miss Annie had taught for 45 years.